Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Rescuers searched Friday for any signs of a plane that went missing while carrying 10 people across Alaska's Norton Sound south of the Arctic Circle. The Bering Air Caravan, a single-engine turboprop, was headed from Unalakleet to Nome on Thursday afternoon with 9 passengers and a pilot, according to Alaska's Department of Public Safety. Authorities were working to determine its last known coordinates. The Cessna Caravan left Unalakleet at 2:37 p.m. and officials lost contact with it less than an hour later, according to David Olson, director of operations for Bering Air. The aircraft was 12 miles offshore, the U.S. Coast Guard said. It was operating at its maximum passenger capacity, according to the airline's description of the plane.
Zero visibility. Basically, you can't see anything from the air or the ground. And in the dark, looking for something at zero visibility is going to be a tough job. They're prepared to be out all night. They will search either until they find them or somebody else finds them, I guess, indefinitely. They're prepared to be out.
That was Jack Adams, chief of the White Mountain Fire Department. The Nome Volunteer Fire Department said in a statement on social media that ground crews were searching across part of Alaska's western coast from Nome to Topkok. In an update early Friday, the department said crews are still searching on the ground, canvassing as much area as possible, but that, quote, we do not have any updated information on the location of the missing aircraft, end quote. A U.S. Coast Guard airplane crew was expected to search the missing aircraft's last known position. The National Guard and troopers were also helping with the search, the fire department said. It was 17 degrees in Unalakleet around takeoff, according to the National Weather Service. There was light snow falling and fog. The names of the people on board have not yet been released. The family of an Utqiagvik 17-year-old has released video they say shows North Slowboro Police Department staff using a sled to pull Christian Vasquez's body through a city street to the hospital after he died by suicide on Wednesday morning.
I'm hurt. You know, that's my little brother getting thrown on that sled like he's nothing.
Vasquez's older sister, Zoe Vasquez Adams, told KTUU. Vasquez Adams said she only learned about her brother's death when people began sending her the video recorded by an Utqiagvik resident that was circulating online. She said her family is not only upset by how the teen's body was transported, but also by how he was poorly covered.
I'm lost at words. The disrespect I felt when I watched that video and...
North Slowboro Mayor Josiah Pat Kotak said, "We're all disheartened by the poor judgment exercised in how to respond to such a devastating situation." The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District is asking for the public to provide their input on the current budget shortfall the district is facing. In a Facebook post, the KPBSD said it's facing that shortfall in the upcoming school year in order to maintain current staffing, programs, and services. They said, quote, "As we navigate these difficult decisions, your input is invaluable in determining potential reductions and prioritizing district needs," end quote. To provide your input, use the Balancing Act tool, an interactive budget simulation that lets you explore funding trade-offs and share your feedback on district priorities. You can provide your feedback by using the Balancing Act tool at go.kpbsd.org/FY26-Balancing Act. The deadline for feedback submissions is March 3rd before the Board of Education meeting. The next budget development meeting for the Central Peninsula is Wednesday, February 19th at the Kenai Central High School Library at 6 p.m. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.